Off the Ball, GAA.
I'm actually thinking I probably need to stay fit if I do want to come back and play for Portlaoise next year. So
wow, proper ringer.
Get me, please. Just like with Jalan, was
it? Put myself in the shop window here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Stephen Bradley on an invaluable point for Shamrock Rovers in Vienna. Manchester United are made to work for Ruben Amorim's first win as manager. And we hear from Eileen Gleeson ahead of tonight's crucial Euro playoff first leg with Wales. First today, Stephen Bradley believes Shamrock Rovers deserve their latest Conference League point. Johnny Kenny finished off a second-half counter-attack to make it Rapid 1, Rovers 1 in Vienna last night. The Hoops remain unbeaten in the league phase and are on course to qualify for the knockout stages with two games to play. Bradley spoke to host broadcaster Canal Plus in Austria last night.
Stephen Bradley, how pleased are you with the performance of the team?
Yeah, really pleased. I thought first half, we were too negative in and out possession and we spoke about it at halftime. And I felt second half, we were better second half in every aspect. And I feel we fully deserved the draw.
So what was the difference then second half? You were on the front foot, you were aggressive, and then you scored the equaliser. So what was the main difference?
Just our press had to go another 10 yards up the pitch. There was opportunities to press in the first half and we didn't take them. And also in possession, in transition in the first half, we were too negative. And as a result, they pressed us. And in the second half, our first action in transition was positive and penetrated. And that gave us opportunities to attack.
Kenny scored a great goal. He's also very quick. So it's one of your key players?
Yeah, well, he's disappointed. He should have two or three tonight. The one at the end and the one in the first 5 minutes. He usually scores them. But he's a player that has a really high ceiling. And he's still developing. He's still learning. But he has a bright future.
Mihailo Mudryk made it 3 goals in 4 Conference League appearances for Chelsea, scoring the second in a 2-0 win away to Heidenheim. Enzo Maresca's side finished the game at 10 men after Cesare Casadei was shown a second yellow card in injury time. Laren and Sean Graham dismissed in the second half of their 1-0 loss away to Olympia Ljubljana. Hearts boss Neil Critchley offered his support to Lauren Shankland, who squandered a chance to rescue a point for the Scottish side away to Cercle Brugge. Shankland missed a penalty 8 minutes from time that would have levelled the game at a goal apiece, but Cercle would go on to double their lead in the final minute, inflicting a second straight defeat on the Edinburgh club. New Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says his team's early performances make him nervous. Despite taking the lead after 48 seconds, United had fallen behind at home to Bodø Glimt by the midpoint of the first half, but Rasmus Højlund struck twice to make it back-to-back wins for United in the Europa League. Amorim wants his players to iron out their inconsistencies.
I get anxious because I don't know what will happen. You know, because you don't control nothing at the moment. We are trying to see different things. Of course, we have an idea for each game, but I don't know the players and we don't work a lot together. So we go to the game excited because you want to see different things. But at the same time, you are a little bit anxious and nervous because you don't know how the game will go.
An injury time goal from Mats Hummels for Roma denied Tottenham all 3 points in North London. And Postecoglou's side led for almost an hour, courtesy of a smart finish from Brennan Johnson shortly after the half-hour mark. But Hummels' back post tap-in made it 2-2, much to the frustration of Postecoglou.
As I said, it's challenging with obviously the absences we have at the moment in terms of the squad. But, you know, I think tonight our football was still good, but we didn't. I said we just lacked a little bit of that clinical edge to finish the game off. But overall, you know, this whole European competition for us, you know, we've had some challenges within sort of the first 5 games. So we're in a strong position and, yeah, that's the main thing.
Rangers sit 8th and above Spurs in goal difference after last night's 4-1 win over Nice on the French Riviera. It's a massive night for Irish football with Ireland up against Wales and Cardiff in the first leg of their Euro 2025 playoff. Ireland have never qualified for a Women's Euros before. And manager Eileen Gleeson says a disciplined performance is required tonight.
We're not really talking about the second game yet. We're focusing on what we have to do tomorrow. You know, it's been a message here and the other questions. It's obviously you have to stay in the game to get to the second leg. So that's what we'll be focusing on tomorrow. with a positive outlook on it. So, you know, we ultimately want to come here and win, and that's, you know, what we're working towards. And of course, we're fully aware of the quality of Wales. We're fully aware that they'll have the home support, but that's what we'll have to deal with. But like that, it's full focus on the first game before we put too much emphasis on the second part.
Wales beat Ireland 2-0 when the sides met in Tala in February in a friendly with Jess Fishlock on the score sheet. And Denise O'Sullivan says Ireland must be wary of the Principality's record goal scorer.
Top player, and I also played with Jess at Glasgow City as well many years ago, so I know her very well. But she's a world-class player, very, very smart player, great movements, great off-the-ball movements, a lot of experience, a good leader. So she really is a great player, and same with Haz as well. Quite similar, very smart on the ball, great mobility in midfield, and they're two key players for Wales.
Wales boss Rhiann Wilkinson has described Ireland this week as absolutely beatable based on that result in Tala, but her Irish counterpart won't be swayed by such opinions.
I'm not really focused on anything that, you know, Rhiann has to say at this point, or that, you know, any kind of tags. We've had full focus on ourselves and our own preparation, so, you know, we've been really clear about we want to minimise any kind of distractions. So any kind of comments, that's the first I've heard of it, so it's really kind of incidental, like, and we're just focusing on ourselves.
Kick-off in Cardiff is 7:15. The second leg's at the Aviva on Tuesday night. Elsewhere, Northern Ireland hosts Norway at 7:00, and Scotland play Finland in the first leg from 7:35. Ahead of tonight's South Coast derby in the Premier League, Brighton manager Fabian Hertzler has closed the door on Evan Ferguson leaving on loan in January. The Telegraph reported earlier this week the Seagulls would be open to loan offers for the Ireland striker. But ahead of tonight's game at home to Southampton, Hertzler says Ferguson should only concentrate on adding to his minutes.
I don't know from where this information comes, because I said to Evan that I'm happy that he's here in the team, that I'm happy how he's training, in which shape he is physically, mentally, that of course he's a young player and he needs game time, but it's in the best example is with Igor. So no one expected Igor to play that many games in this phase of the game, but Igor always made himself sure that he's ready for the games, that when he gets the chance, that he uses it. And he was always there in training. He always trained hard and he never complained. He accepted his role. And then when he got the chance, he was there. And that's the same thing what I demand from the other players. So accept your role. Don't complain. You can be disappointed if you're not playing. I always was also disappointed when I didn't play as a player. It's normal. It should be like this. But accept your role and make sure that you bring yourself in a mood that and in a shape that when you get the chance that you're ready. And exactly that's what I demand from Evan, and that's also what I said to him. And I never said anything about a loan or something like this. So honestly, I can't comment this raw, because it is a raw, and we are happy that Evan is here, and I'm sure he can help us the next week.
Coventry's new manager Frank Lampard says it's no surprise to him that managers at every level of football will have to try and prove people wrong at times. The former England international is back in management with the Championship club after mixed spells in charge of Chelsea and Everton. Lampard's been asked if he feels this is a chance to re-establish his credentials.
I don't want to sit here and try and go, I want to do this to show the world. I'm driven. I like to prove people wrong. I did it in my playing career a lot. It was a drive for me. And as I say, as a managerial career, you know you're going to have to prove people wrong. It doesn't whether it's me or Pep Guardiola at this moment in time.
And the pots have been confirmed for next month's World Cup qualifying draw in Zurich. Ireland will be among the third seeds. Heimir Hallgrímsson's side jumped 3 spots in yesterday's FIFA World Ranking update, moving up to 60th in the world. That draw will take place in the Swiss capital on the 13th of December. We already know Ireland are guaranteed to be in one of the 6 four-team groups due to their involvement in next March's Nations League promotion relegation playoffs, where they face Bulgaria over 2 legs. First time we've been in a 4-team qualifying group since the qualifiers for Euro 92.
But you've got a cut, and apparently some of this.
With my finger here, with my nail, I want to hurt myself.
I hurt myself today. Etihad Stadium, no longer the impregnable fortress, the veneer of invincibility stripped away. Focus on the pain. And the great Champions League goal plunderer, Erling Haaland, may just have started to turn the tide for Manchester City. It's Mateus Nunes, and it's Haaland arriving. And step by step, goal by goal, normal City service is being resumed.
Yeah, we are not able to win games. As a team, always we found a way. Always we found a way in the last years, many years, we found a way to win the games. And right now, after 3-0, another situation, more, nothing happened.
Well, Hans Musa will seize on that. And Edison tried to get there and couldn't. And maybe this isn't quite as done and dusted as it had first appeared. In towards Timber, and it was Latomba coming round the back. And it's another one back for Feyenoord. And this is far from done for Manchester City.
We cannot close the games, and every time they arrive, they score.
And off goes Paixão. Edison headed it, didn't make contact, and a chance for 3-3 through David Hansko.
I saw your pain when the first goal was conceded. Did you sense it could potentially get away?
Yeah, because we lost a lot of games lately. We are fragile, and of course we need a victory, and the game was good for the confidence, for we're playing good level, and for the first time something happened, we have problems.
Just about Anfield, how will you try and lift them for this test?
I have to, we have to, my job.